From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. Long-awaited talks have been held between the Pakistan government and pro-Taliban representatives in the country's capital. After a bloody decade-long insurgency, the sides formally entered peace negotiations with a view to ending the violence and setting off on what the Pakistan government described as a journey for peace. Islamabad-based journalist Annabel Symington says the talks have been met with cautious optimism.
These are talks to sketch out a framework within which proper peace talks can happen. So this is still very much a baby step, and people are skeptical about the chances of success.
The 2014 Winter Olympics in Sochi are officially getting underway amid tight security. The opening ceremony's been preceded by warnings from the U.S. that explosives hidden in toothpaste tubes could be smuggled onto planes flying to Russia for the Games. Russia has put a vast security operation in place, boosted after two suicide attacks in the city of Volgograd in December and several threats from militants in the Caucasus region. Some qualifying events have already started in Sochi. FSN's Anya Ardaeva is there.
Athletes and spectators from around the world are arriving in Sochi, where the Winter Olympic Games are set to open on Friday. The games are taking place amid unprecedented security measures following two deadly suicide attacks in the Russian city of Volgograd late last year, which killed 34 people. Russia has put local security on high alert 1 month before the games, and Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered additional police and soldiers to be sent to Sochi. A total of 40,000 security personnel are now working in the area.
Seven bombs have killed at least five people in Baghdad and wounded more than 40 others, hours after U.S. lawmakers criticized Iraq's Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki for the slow pace of reconciliation, which they said was fueling the violence. The attacks come as security forces struggle to contain the worst violence since 2008, with a general election looming in April. Nina Maria Potts has more.
With no let-up in the bloodshed, U.S. lawmakers appealed directly to Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki to do more to reach out to the Sunni Arab minority. His government came in for direct criticism on Wednesday, with U.S. House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Ed Royce saying the Iraqi Prime Minister has got to do more to address Sunni grievances and that his failure to do so far had stoked the worsening violence.
An audio tape in which senior Obama administration figures discuss the crisis in Ukraine and express frustration over the European Union's approach to the protests there has suddenly been leaked on the internet. The apparently bugged conversation between Assistant Secretary of State Victoria Nuland and the U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine, Jeffrey Pyatt, shows the two of them discussing ways in which they might influence the formation of a new Ukrainian government. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. There are rising concerns in the U.S. about the implications of a rise in attacks by Islamic militants in Egypt. It follows a series of recent attacks against government targets and a series of recorded propaganda videos encouraging an insurgency campaign. Over 1,100 migrants trying to cross the Mediterranean Sea in inflatable boats to get into Italy have been rescued by the country's navy. It comes as record numbers of African immigrants have been reported by the Italian authorities in recent months. Jack Perrick has more.
The Italian Navy has rescued more than 1,100 migrants crossing the Mediterranean Ocean from North Africa in inflatable boats. They were picked up around 120 miles to the southeast of the Italian island of Lampedusa. Most of the people on the boats are thought to be from sub-Saharan Africa. It's been reported that Italy saw 10 times the amount of immigrants in January of this year compared to 2013. With around 2,000 people landing on the country's shores last month.
A spate of recent scandals within the U.S. military is worrying the man in charge at the Pentagon. The U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel is calling for an urgent effort to promote ethical behavior within the nation's armed forces. Pentagon spokesman Rear Admiral John Kirby says Chuck Hagel believes the issues need to be addressed with more urgency.
This issue has his full attention, and it's fair to say that he's deeply troubled by it. He's concerned about the health of the force and the health of the strong culture of accountability and responsibility that Americans have come to expect from their military.
And police in the U.S. state of Wisconsin have recovered a rare stolen Stradivarius violin worth an estimated $3 to $5 million. Frank Allman, who plays with the Milwaukee, Wisconsin Symphony Orchestra, was attacked, and his violin was stolen on January 27th after a concert. And that's the latest Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.